Well, it's fall, and that means playoff time. Not just in the major leagues, but also at the Bloomington Playwrights Project. It's their annual fundraiser. More than 40 local actors, writers, and directors team up to produce the 07 playoffs. It opens with a press conference on Friday, October 5th, as the players divide into 9 teams, including a manager, a coach, players, and Bloomington Mayor Mark Cruzan will be on hand to throw out the first pitch. Then the groups get together, and the performances take place on the 6th, the 12th, and 13th. I'm George Walker, and our guest is the artistic director of the Bloomington Playwrights Project, also the league president, Richard Perez. Richard, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Now, the BPP is dedicated to producing new plays and providing space for theater artists. These are about as new as plays can get.
Absolutely.
They've done it a number of years. Tell us a little bit about what might happen this year. What are the kinks here in addition to the 24-hour time limit?
Oh, well, it's always fun because you just never know what kind of event you'll be thrown into. These are first-time teams in the sense that their names are drawn from a hat and the playwright is for better or for worse, stuck with this team. And the smart playwrights always write specifically for the talents of his team members or her team members. So, and it's basically plays written specifically for that team. So,
boy, it's a little like freshman year in college and your roommate draw.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. I remember putting down a whole bunch of things that I wanted and then thinking, yeah, well, as long as they sleep with the windows open.
Right.
But this sounds to me as if it could be a real situation in which this bonding of a rather formal and energetic sense, because these people have actually got to they've got to write a play, they've got to direct a play and actually put a play off. And not only do they have to get the play out there, but then they have to subject themselves to the slings, the arrows, and the votes of the fans.
Yeah, we always say it's great if you can come the first weekend, then the second weekend, because it's probably a very different play you're going to see the second time around. They are fortunately only 10 minutes, so for most people that's doable within that 24 hours to create that play and make it happen that night.
We're talking with Richard Perez, the artistic director of the Bloomington Playwrights Project, about the upcoming 07 playoffs. Now, each year, I think it becomes a little more competitive as some of the people have a bit more experience in this particular area. One of the problems that they run into is that they're actually asked to incorporate something into it. I remember one year it was a word, another year it was a prop. Can you give us a hint about what it might be this year?
Well, I'm writing this year, so I'm not privy to that information, but I'll tell you what is included for each one of the plays. We pull a prop. They have to incorporate a line of dialogue, and also there is a theme. So each one of the plays have to include the same theme, line of dialogue, and prop. So it's always fun to see how inventive they can become.
The poet Robert Frost, when asked about free verse, said he'd rather play tennis without a net. Sounds to me as if you've got a number of nets here.
Absolutely. And George, we still need plenty of actors, so people are still eligible to give us a call and show up on Friday night. And basically, the wonderful thing about this commitment, it's only a week long.
Oh, boy. We've been talking with Richard Perez, and that's not only a description of the situation, but a bit of a shout-out, if you will. The press conference takes place this Friday. First performances are Saturday, and then they continue the next weekend as well at the Playwrights Project. And it's called the 07 Playoffs. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.
For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the